Hello and welcome to Rewatchable episode number 328, our pitch intro. My name is Danielle and I will be your host today. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. If you've listened to previous rounds, welcome back. We're so happy to be back with you. Before we jump into anything, we want to give you our contact information because we know you'll have lots of thoughts, especially after we've been gone a while. You can email us at rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at re_watchable. And you can come join our Facebook group. We are on Facebook as Rewatchables Rewinders. Currently, the cover photo over there is of Agent Carter because we never changed it, but we will change it coming up soon. And all you have to do to join the group is just let us know what show you were listening to when you first heard about us, and we will let you in. Again, my name is Danielle. I am your host for today, as well as main host for this round of Rewatchable. And I am joined by some of my greatest friends, and I'm so excited to be reunited with all of them. We have Natalie, Kendra, Ariana, and Brittany. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Danielle, you did a great job.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You still got it.
All right. Well, I am so happy to have all of you here. As I mentioned at the top of the episode, we are watching Pitch, the Fox series that aired in 2016. We do have a split sort of super fans and newbies, and I'm excited to dive into that. So we're going to combine our normal fun facts section that we do at the top of every episode with host introductions too. So people kind of get to know who you are, where you are in terms of pitch and all of that fun stuff. So here are the four questions for today. Are you a newbie or a super fan? What shows might listeners know you from previously, just to jog their memory? A fun fact or what has been going on in your life since you were last on Rewatchable? For some, that was October. For others, that was way before October. And because of everything that's going on in the world, because of the coronavirus and everything, what is one thing that's making you happy currently that maybe listeners can look up and it can make them happy too? So I want to start with Natalie.
Hi, I'm Natalie. I am a newbie for Pitch, and this is, I think, the first... No, I was a newbie for Sense8. I was like, this is the first time I've been a newbie. That's not true. I was a newbie for Sense8, so that's one other show that you can hear me on. I am really excited for Pitch because I love sports movies, even though I do not follow and actually actively dislike most competitive sport. That's a conversation that I'm sure we'll be having a lot later on about the whole sport movie narrative. But other shows that I've been on, I was a newbie on Sense8, and I was a host on our Avatar The Last Airbender series. I think I was a host on that. I was definitely a super fan on that. And then on the massive brain-killing, melting... Buffy and Angel run. I've been on a couple of others as well, but those are some of the biggest and best. What's been going on in my life since I was last on? I was not on our last round, which was the new Veronica Mars reboot, or not reboot, continuation, because I never watched that show when we did it before either. And I have been... I don't know, moving house. I think that some of our rewatchable listeners would have heard about 3 years of drama of me renovating this house that I got. And I'm living in it now, finally, after like months of delay. I mean, years Hooray. Of delay, really. But, oh God, it's, I mean, there's still things that are not finished, including the kitchen, but we are here and not paying double rent, so that's very exciting, I suppose. That is all. I don't know when we finished the last round of Agent Carter, which is the last one was I was on. What month was that, Danielle?
That's a great question.
I mean, it's not that important, but like,
but I think I think we were starting Veronica Mars around August because it was around the time I went to Greece. So I would say we ended Agent Carter maybe end of July, early August.
Okay. Well, since then, I also flew overseas to Israel for my grandmother's 90th birthday party, which was a large family event, family reunion. And it was the first time my father had been in the same room, like having dinner with all four of his children at the same time in like 15 years. So that was quite like dramatic, I suppose. That was a thing that happened.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was an interesting time, but lots of nice things too. One thing that's currently making me happy in the age of corona, reading. I know that's kind of weird. Like, I obviously identify as a reader and was one of those children that has read many books a week in childhood, but less. I find reading harder in older age, especially reading physical books. I can read, I read a lot of fan fiction as well, and like, you know, getting used to kind of reading on my phone while also flicking to Twitter and like stuff like that is ruined my ability to read books. But I've read several books this year so far, and I am getting the knack back of getting through physical books quite quickly. Last night we had a power cut, which was like really like, oh, okay, this is what life is going to be like now. We're all just going to be like this weird modern post-apocalypse where we still have all of our normal conveniences, except we really don't. And we're just living in our house expecting the internet to come back, but lit by 5,000 candles. And Leo and I just sat and read books in candlelight, which was kind of nice, though I wouldn't want to have that happen too often in terms of forced, you know, that being forced. But reading physical books has actually been going well for me this year. I don't know if there's a specific recommendation I can make because, oh, I can. There's a book series called The Rivers of London by Ben Aronovich. He's a British writer, and it is a first person series about a young mixed race cop, a policeman in London's Met, their police force, who kind of stumbles into this case that involves supernatural elements, and he discovers that the Met has a secret branch of supernatural people who handle like supernatural things and are trained in magic. Only there's only one guy who everyone thinks is crazy, and he ends up this one guy's new apprentice. And it's this series about real like urban fantasy, really, really cool sense of place in London. Like, you know, even all the pubs they mentioned going to are real and stuff. And he has a new book out this month, and I'm just catching up on the past two that I hadn't read. There's like eight in the series. So that book series is a really cool one that I think a lot of people would like who listen to this show. And just it's a cool combo of like modern London sense of place stuff, fantasy, but not high fantasy at all, like really cool modern theology ideas. Like there's a group of, it's called Rivers of London because one of the first people that he runs into are the physical personifications, gods and goddesses of like the local London rivers, like the tributaries of the Thames River, led by the mother, which is like Mama Thames. And it's all very cool. So that's a really cool series that people might want to check out in isolation, especially if they've been to London and like think London is cool.
Awesome. Thanks, Natalie.
No problem.
Kendra, would you like to go now? Introduce yourself?
Sure. I am Kendra, and I'm going to be a newbie for this round of Rewatchable. I have never seen Pitch, and I'm excited to get into it. I started with Rewatchable on Agent Carter just a couple runs ago, and then continued on for the Veronica Mars reboot. What's been going on in my life since we were last on? This winter, I begrudgingly learned how to ski. I, for the last couple of years, have discovered that I really love ski trips, but wasn't that into the actual skiing part because it's
just
scary.
The après ski.
Après ski, 100%.
I mean, lodge life is kind of nice.
Lodge life's amazing.
This is reminding me of Bridget Jones.
It turns out strapping boards to your feet and sliding down a frictionless surface is actually pretty scary. So I was a little apprehensive to do that. But after a few weekends of screaming at everyone around me, I got the hang of it. And then within one run of not falling at all, I said that I might be a prodigy and that I was the best skier there. My confidence took a 180 real quick.
It's amazing. Yeah. Good.
So that's been fun. I've started taking classes again to maybe potentially start the path of becoming a dentist, but that still scares me a lot. So we'll see how far I get. That's big and scary.
That's
I would
so
trust
exciting.
You as a dentist.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Maybe especially for children. I don't know if you like children, but
I super don't.
Yeah, okay. No, that's fair. Maybe I'd trust you for adults and make it look.
Well, I'll ask you for a reference then. Should I need it?
People are. Yeah, okay, cool. Person character reference.
Yeah. And then in the past couple weeks I panic bought a Nintendo Switch for coronavirus and then have only played Harry Potter Lego since then. So that's that. What's making me happy is how happy my dog is with coronavirus. She got to go on 3 walks today and we're home with her all day, so she is not super stressed about it, and that makes me happy. And everyone, it's crazy how many people are outside walking now, more so than usual, because they can't leave their house in any other way. So the dogs are pumped.
They're living their best lives.
Yeah.
For real. Awesome. Thank you. Brittany, would you like to go?
I'm Brittany. I am coming back after a hiatus because I don't watch Veronica Mars and still have not watched Veronica Mars, despite the protests of everyone here and my friends, you know, outside of Rewatchable. There aren't many, but most of them are, you know, in Rewatchable.
Yeah.
The last show I was on was Agent Carter, and I am still a newbie for going into Pitch.
Oh, no.
We tried so hard.
I actually thought you were a super fan for this.
No, my time will come. It's fine. I'm holding out.
Smash.
I have been a super fan before, I will say, and everybody hated the show, so it's fine.
But you know what? And I tagged you in this. The Pie Show is coming back, and all the tips from the Pie Show are really relevant right now.
Yeah, if you need some coronavirus distancing tips, follow Ned, who literally can't touch anything without it dying. He's really great at avoiding social contact. Yeah, so great life lessons learned in Pushing Daisies that no one appreciated at the time, but are more relevant now than ever. So yeah, I was on Pushing Daisies, obviously. Freaks and Geeks I was also a super fan and host for, but my true calling is being a newbie and watching shows like Avatar and being just thrilled with plot points, and watching shows like Buffy and being utterly devastated with plot points. But speaking of Buffy, since the last time we recorded, I went to the Angel reunion. Had an out-of-body experience. If you want to catch up on any of that, I live-tweeted the crap out of it on the Rewatchable account. So you can scroll back for that. And
so
in even more exciting Rewatchable news since the last time we recorded, I met Ariana in real life. She's a real human being.
Yes, they're not the same person.
My fun fact. So
oh, I'm so
glad
sorry.
That we have. No. I'm glad we have the same fun fact.
Yeah, so we met. The world didn't implode. We're not the same person.
I mean, you say highlights? That, but we've never seen the two of you together.
It's true.
Could all be a lie.
There's no photos. There's no evidence.
There is a
Could
photo.
Could all be a lie.
We made sure to take a photo. I don't know where it is.
Sure, on the internet somewhere.
Do you have any special highlights from the Angel reunion?
Yes. So my favorite highlight, besides Charisma Carpenter just giving everyone crap the entire time, like she did not care.
It's so cool.
Yeah, she was. She dragged the show, and it was amazing. And everyone was so supportive of her, which was even more incredible. But Amy Acker told this story. I think it was Amy Acker. One of them told this story of how the night before the reunion, they were out at like a dinner just for them. And a woman, they were sitting like on this like couch area, wherever they were. And this woman came up to them and she's just like, "Oh, you guys look like you're having the best time. Like you really all get along and you know each other very well." And it was great and wonderful to hear. And they just, they love each other so much. And they're all very funny and they speak very highly of the show and their time on it. And they also loved, they brought up the ballet episode where they all got to the ballet. And I know that that was a big highlight of when we were watching. And they liked that episode because they never really got to film ensemble scenes together. A lot of the time they were like, you know, Angel and Cordy are doing something and some of their, you know, they were paired off a lot. So it was great. I loved it so much.
I forgot about that. It seems like 7 years ago.
Yeah, it does. It feels very, very long ago. And in true Britney fashion, I was thrown off by the fact that everybody has different accents than they have on the show. So,
oh dear. Who was there again? What characters were there?
It was everyone except Angel, pretty much.
James Masters, though, as well, or just the original core cast of the...
Yeah.
Cool.
It was
it would have been nice if David could be there because he's very funny, but yeah, never mind.
And they did not even address him, like they just like did not bring up the fact that he was not there, did not, like, they talked about the character Angel, but like no references to really David, except like when they were talking about the puppet episode and how he was hiding under the desk giving the lines. And then
it's fantastic
talked about, but like zero, like, oh, he wished he could be here. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh, well, never mind.
But it was so much fun. They had like, a Mandy sing along before the cast and everybody in the room was like losing it. I felt like I was at a rock concert. It was amazing.
You have had some really great New York Comic Con like event moments, I must say. I wish I could go to that one. Probably never have a convention ever again now, though.
Yeah,
so, you know, cherish the memory. So. You know.
And then one thing that is making me happy is, I guess I'll stick to like, you know, things that we're discovering during Corona. One thing that's making me very happy is all of the Broadway stars that are taking to Instagram or YouTube Live and are just singing for people who can't see them. And I feel like it's opening a lot of access to these people that we've never seen before. I know Seth Rudesky is doing every day at 8 o'clock. He hosts a concert with a guest, and Kelly O'Hara sang a song from Bridges of Madison County on Monday night that nearly destroyed me. So that was great fun. But yeah, it's really cool to see everyone. I mean, I hate when I'm on Instagram and it's like, this person's going live, and I don't care about them.
Yeah.
But if it's a Broadway person going live, I for sure will be tuning in.
I can't believe Broadway's canceled, though. That was the first thing that really was like, oh, this is
this is a problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a wrap on me.
That's a wrap on Brit. Ariana, bring us home.
I am a super fan for Pitch, and it's my first time ever being a super fan.
Whoop, whoop.
Yay! Yes! Finally! We did it!
I was trying to count how many times I've been a newbie, but I literally could not remember. It's been every show except Firefly. And yes, yeah, so to answer the next question, I've been on every show except Firefly. the highlights being Veronica Mars, Avatar, and the slog that was Buffy. Leading
the
into
what?
The slog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The 10 no, years of fair. Our life, the decade we yeah. gave to Buffy.
That's fair.
that massive thing.
Since we recorded last, I met Brittany. Even though there's no real evidence that it happened, it did.
I believe you.
And it was lovely. And Danielle came to visit me, and yeah. we had slumber parties, and it was great.
Watched a lot of Baby Daddy.
Yes, so much Baby Daddy. And we.
What is Baby Daddy?
It's a terrible sitcom that I love.
It's one of the best sitcoms. Like, it's so good.
It's wonderful.
The series is available to stream on Hulu. If you want to go check it out, it's a multicam about three guys in their 20s and a baby shows up on their doorstep.
Oh day. My God. I will be watching this today. Like today.
It's great.
I want to know about the tour that you guys did, because I didn't recognize some of the places that you mentioned.
Yes. So I feel like we kept it pretty chill. Like I saw, originally I had us going to like 20 different places, and I was like, wait, this isn't actually fun. This is just...
I would have found that fun.
Well, and for Let's context, hit the next one. For context, the tour was, Ariana is the best travel planner. If you ever go to LA, look her up. She has great suggestions. She took me on an Agent Carter tour of the city or of the area. And it was wonderful. We hit so many things.
Yes. So we tried to do the ones that were actually like more interesting and not just like the coroner's office, which was originally on my list. But we went to Besame, the store that Natalie originally took me to. Mm-hmm. And that was really fun. And we went to Griffith Park. And mm-hmm. we went to...
Echo Park.
Echo Park, yes. Yes.
The frozen lady in the lake.
Yeah, the lake. Yeah.
And then we went to the Millennium Biltmore, right, Danielle?
Yes. And
where Peggy goes on her date.
Originally, she first meets yes. the scientist guy because he says he has yes. information, and they're like, there, and it's like yeah. a jazz club.
Yes. So we went on a date to the jazz club.
We had a date, yeah.
And you said that next time you found Howard's Mansion, is that right?
Oh, no, we did. We went to Howard's Mansion. I forgot.
Where was that location?
Okay, it's a museum, like, that you can visit. I thought it was a house, but it's not. It's like a park. Okay. But it's in Beverly Hills, and it's just a park that has this mansion on it. And you're not allowed to take pictures. But
what? There was,
yeah, it's
okay. Yeah, no pictures allowed.
But yeah, there was people having a wedding there when we were there.
You can on a random relax, Thursday.
Read a book or something. But yeah, that's what we did. What's one thing making me happy currently? My cat that Danielle got to meet.
Yes. I love her so much.
She's so great. I've had a rescue for about 6 weeks now. And she's so great, and I love her so much. And I would just highly recommend during this turbulent time that if you're working from home or you're having to isolate yourself, that you might consider fostering an animal, because I know it, like, adopting is a huge commitment, but fostering is a little bit more feasible for some people if you can make a commitment of like a month or two.
Yeah. They usually pay fosters. They usually give you the supplies and reimburse you any emergency vet care. So it's not a money issue to foster. Usually it's just like a time and, like, you know, access issue. Cause the rescue is usually supplying all of the stuff they would need to supply. It's just freeing up the space in the shelter for another animal. I want to know why you decided to get a cat and how you chose her, and I want more details.
I decided to get a cat because I was sad. Okay. I thought a cat would make me less sad. And at first, she made me very stressed out because she was from a shelter and she had been in a little cage for 6 months and she was really sad. But now she makes me really happy. Now she's happy and that makes me happy. And it's nice to have someone to talk to, even if they don't talk back.
I love that. That's really, really nice. I didn't know whether you had had pets before, not in that apartment though.
No, she's my first like real pet. And she's even my first like inside pet because we had dogs growing up, but we had a big backyard. So they were outside dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my saddest. I do wish that she could be like an inside outside cat so she could roam free. But
it's, that's an interesting topic. I don't know. Like some places that's not that safe. Some places it's really common. Apparently in LA, lots of cats get eaten by coyotes, which is terrifying to me. But yeah. welcome, Dinah.
Welcome, Dinah.
A new rewatchable mascot.
All right. I will give a quick rundown on me because I realize I haven't done that yet. I am Danielle. I will be a super fan for this round, hence why I am hosting. I started on Veronica Mars, and that's kind of one of my babies. I have also been on most other rounds, except I did not do Avatar or Korra, and I was only in and out sort of on Buffy, but I've been around pretty much for everything else, I think.
The big three. In my mind, those are like the big three. Except for Veronica Mars because I wasn't on it. But
you know, I needed a slight break. Those were the ones where I think the group really came together. And so I missed out on those.
But you have like that Veronica Mars super fandom like on lock.
There's like different cliques of like what they think the biggest thing about rewatchable is. And some people it's Veronica Mars because that's like their... It's like a cult, Veronica Mars or something. Like, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Not wrong.
But then obviously Buffy and Angel's also like a big cult for people. And then Avatar, they're really like, they're things that people have real investment in already. So, yeah.
I'm happy to lead that charge for sure. What's going on in my life since I was last on? I don't know. I feel like I am starting to become more of like a home person. Like I love plants now and I'm not killing them as much as I used to, which is great. I have 5 plants currently. They're all in my room. I still need to come up with names for them because that's something that I do now. Like you heard, I went out and I visited Ariana and it was great. And she and I figured out that we are basically astrological soulmates, or like
it's true, we are
compatibility, like we're perfectly compatible.
Yes,
that's wonderful.
If anyone's on CoStar Astrology, hit me up.
Oh, I want to go on Coast. I don't have an astrology app, but I really believe in it, so I really need to get one.
Yeah, Ariana got me on it, and so now I check it frequently and I see like how she's supposedly doing and how we're like our energies are working together even when I don't talk to her. So
I need a new one because mine keeps telling me I need to go outside and interact with people and fix like relationships, and I'm like, listen, the world is crumbling and I don't have time to go outside and I'm not allowed to go outside, so we need to work something out here.
Yeah, no, mine are like, you are not a renewable resource, slow down.
That's so nice.
So it's good. I like it a lot. I think those are pretty much the big things aside from I'm just now working from home for the foreseeable future and not going downtown, which is kind of sad. So who knows? I might pick up even more plants. And I have been wanting even more now than before to get a cat. I don't know how that's going to materialize, if at all, because there's no great place in my apartment for a litter box, but we'll find out. We'll see. One thing that's currently making me happy is Hayley Williams is the lead singer of Paramore, and she is going solo. She's making a solo album, and I'm really enjoying her music. She's usually, in terms of her writing, about a year ahead of me, so that by the time any of her music ends up coming out, I am very much feeling what she is talking about. So her new album, Petals for Armor, has a lot of songs in there that I really relate to. And one of them is called Cinnamon. And it's about loving just being at home and having this be your space and all that kind of stuff. So super into it. The rest of the album, the first 5 songs of it dropped last month. There's going to be another one, I think, dropping this week, and the rest supposed to drop sometime. So I stole that last part about what's making people happy from Pop Culture Happy Hour, because I love that question and I feel like we need happiness right now. But now I can't like not make myself sound like Linda Holmes in talking about what's making me happy this week. It's fine. I feel like Brit is probably one of the only other people who will know what I am talking about, but...
I do know what you're talking about. And honestly, that's what I thought of when this question was here. And I was like, but totally. Yes, you took that from Linda Holmes. That's okay.
So also making me happy is Pop Culture Happy Hour. It's an NPR podcast, and it's really great if you need some positivity in your life. But hopefully we will be bringing you some positivity with Rewatchable. As in case you haven't noticed, I guess we're back. And we are all very excited to be back. We've been trying to make this happen. And we thought that there was no better time really than now, now that a lot of our schedules are slightly less hectic and now that, I don't know, it's good to have something regular and dependable and something to do every week. And so we are excited to be bringing Pitch to you and our thoughts about that. We originally wanted to do the show because, hey, it was going to be baseball season, so it'd kind of be applicable. And now it's more like, hey, we don't know when baseball season is going to start, so it's applicable. And if you've never heard of the show Pitch, Pitch is a TV show, like I said. It was on Fox. It ran for 1 season back in 2016. It is the dramatic and inspirational story of a young pitcher who is called up by the San Diego Padres to make her major league debut and become the first woman to play major league baseball. And so it's about race and gender and all of those things kind of clashing with one another and just trying to figure out this woman trying to figure out her place in the world while also being seen as a sort of icon, and all the stresses that have to come with that. And I believe Ariana was the first one who had suggested that we do it. So I'm excited to dig in. It stars Kylie Bunbury, who's known for Under the Dome, which I haven't seen, but have heard of. It also stars Mark Paul Gosselaar, who most people know from Saved by the Bell. Mo McRae from Sons of Anarchy, Ali Larter, who was on Heroes, Al Luongo, who's on The Wonder Years, and Mark Consuelos, who I know from All My Children and being the husband of Kelly Ripa. And for some reason, I completely forgot about the fact that he's also on Riverdale. So this was his job right before he got on Riverdale. So I guess Riverdale has a Pitch to thank for landing Mark Consuelos, because if Pitch kept going, who knows if he would have been on there.
He's Veronica's father.
Correct.
Question mark. Correct. I have not seen Riverdale, but yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Riverdale either, but I accidentally sat through a parents of Riverdale panel at New York Comic Con, and he was there, and I was like, oh.
He's
very
nice.
Attractive in real life.
He's very attractive on the show, too. So just winning all around.
His character is the worst thing that ever happened to Riverdale.
Is he?
Yes.
From someone who actually watches Riverdale, Kendra.
What's her mother like, Kendra? Because her mother was very good in Teen Wolf, and I've seen her around a lot. But I've never seen the Dales.
She's like toyed with being cool and then just kind of caves to whatever the mother wants. So
are the parents evil? Are the parents unaware of the antics the children are doing with murders and drugs and things? Or are the parents like on the same team as the children.
I think their parents had more to do in a lot of the series.
The parents have been the villains in every season so far.
Okay.
So they're pretty involved.
Okay, fair enough. It's so
confusing. Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. All right. Yes. So that is Pitch. We're going to do this similar to how we've done Rewatchable in the past. So we will be watching one episode of Pitch per one episode of our podcast. So every week we'll come on, we'll talk about one episode, then we'll watch the next one and then talk about the next one and all of that. We will still be spoiler free, both on this podcast and on our social media. So everything from that podcast episode and previous will be fair game, but there will not be any spoilers for anything that is to come. And we'd ask that you do the same thing on our social media, so Twitter and in our Facebook group, because Brittany mans the Twitter and she is a newbie here, so we don't want to spoil her or really anyone else. And all of us are in that Facebook group and we don't want anyone to be spoiled, both on the podcast and listening out there. Those are the kind of rules of what we will be doing. We'll be putting out, I think we're still trying to figure out the cadence of putting the episodes out. We were toying with going every other week, but the coronavirus has kind of put a wrench in everything. So we might go more frequent than that. That's something we have to figure out, but we will let you know once we do. All right, so let's kind of talk about the show itself really quickly. Newbies, have you heard about this show? What are you expecting? Have you heard anybody talk about it before or have any kind of preconceived notions about it?
The only time I really heard about it was when some of the Hypeable people were talking about it and were really excited about it, and then it kind of came and went, and I know you guys were all really upset about that, but other than that, that's all I've really heard. Other than the fact that it's a sports movie or a sports TV show, which is exciting, and that Zach Morris is in it.
Mm-hmm. I anticipated this show coming out, intended to watch it. Like, really, I was like, yes, this is awesome, the trailer, yes. And then it, as will become very apparent, was not accessible for me to watch in any way from Australia, basically. And even if I tried to illegally download it, it was like, not that, it's not like, oh, this is a hot show that everyone's putting on the torrents, you know, like it was really difficult for me to get. So I never got to watch it, but it was like, I was gunning to watch it and I thought it was going to be like a big epic show that we were all going to love. And then it died before I even got the chance to see it, basically. So I was really anticipating it. Also, we know about it a bit because it's filmed on location in San Diego, like in Petco Park, which is where they do a lot of San Diego Comic-Con events. So, like, I'm aware of that stadium, like, so, like, and, like, the, I guess, like, the, I think they were doing some filming at one point during, not during baseball, well, I think they might have done some during baseball season, but, like, yeah, there was some news about it at Comic-Con because of the proximity to Petco Park. And, yeah, Zach Morris, and I think I just remember being annoyed that it was, like, created by Dan Fogelman and, like, that he's had such a hit with This Is Us, which I've never seen either. But just, like, the randomness of, like, why something would fail, like, something like this would fail when he, it's like he became, like, the hot big thing, but this was, he produced this at the same time as he started This Is Us, and why this failed and that one went ahead is annoying to me. I got worried that it was, like, representative of, like, the world, that this show failed, you know, the concept. But I don't know, maybe it's not a very good show. Maybe it just wasn't that interesting. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. And I know that the not NBA, that's basketball. Yeah, apparently the official baseball people were very supportive of this show. Like, they helped It was like made in production with them. And that made me go like, if you support this show conceptually, then is this like, are you going to make integrated teams? Like, is this like, it was kind of weird that they were like, I guess, doing this in fiction with them when they weren't doing it in real life. Like, but I also don't know anything about sports, about physical power, about like whether mixed teams would be an advantage or a disadvantage, whether it's better to have segregated teams for gender. Obviously we know there's huge disparity with like pay levels and access to professional women's sport and professional men's sport. But I love sports movie, quote unquote, stories, because they are like, you know, really dramatic arcs of like, you know, really intense personal stories with dramatic climaxes where the stakes are actually like not actually that high in terms of like no one's actually getting murdered. I don't know, maybe they do, but it's like, oh, did we win a game that is like a game or not? You know, so I kind of love the like personal drama with like objectively low stakes of sports movie. So I'm excited for that. But I've got going to have a lot of questions about like the reality of like what the take is on men and women's integrated sport and like whether this is realistic physically and like all of these things. And I'm sure the show will actually like talk about that as well. So I will have a lot of annoying questions because I love sports movies, do not like actual sports at all, and so will be annoying to the people that follow actual sports. I'm sorry. Brittany has experienced some of this before.
So as a newbie, I also intended to watch Pitch, and it was then canceled. So it was one of those shows where like, yeah, I'll get to it. And I never did. But the reason I found out about Pitch and was excited for it was related to Glee and Smash, shocking. I followed Paris Barclay on Twitter and directed the episode. So he was like really hyping it and like always posting pictures from like the parks and like, you know, with the cast. And so I was like, oh, I need to watch this. But yeah, he was the reason why I first heard about it, mainly because he's just a director that I like and has worked on a lot of shows that I like ER and West Wing, Scandal.
Yeah, but he was an AP on this, right?
Yeah. So I was really invested from that standpoint and then did not help his career by not tuning in to it live on Fox. So sorry, Paris.
I don't think Fox was the best network for this show, but yeah, that could have been.
I think it was. Fox's baseball, that's where you watch the World Series and stuff.
Oh, so. Is it? I don't know. I'm more thinking about like tone, but okay, that makes sense then.
Yeah, I actually think Fox was the best network. I mean, maybe ABC would have been a close second, but I think that Fox is probably their best bet for who they were trying to reach.
Yeah, I think in terms of tone, Fox, and it, obviously you'll see Fox will probably be the best, or even CBS, I think, like tone-wise.
But yeah, that was that's how I found out about it, and my sad story about why I didn't watch it, because I forgot that it was a thing. And I mean, every time I was reminded that it was a thing, I didn't watch it.
I'm going to do some research about this, but I think your story is probably the common story and perhaps the reason why it did end up getting canceled. Not to blame you, but just to say that you're not alone. If that makes you feel any better. But yeah. So Ariana, you're the one who kind of championed this show from the beginning, or I think you first brought it to our attention that we should do this for Rewatchable. And so I'm interested to hear from you, like what you like best about the show. Is there anything you're concerned about or feel like might surprise you? Just why did you want to rewatch the show and do it with everybody?
Yeah. So I first came, found or first learned or watched the show. I participated in Paley Fest. I covered it for Hypebol. Mm-hmm. And I went to the pitch panel, like the pitch interviews panel, watching the show, which was actually like the they did pitch and This Is Us like right after each other, which was interesting. Mm. I feel I'm very curious to see how it holds up, actually, because I feel like so much of my hype was, or so much of the reason I love the show was a reaction to how I first saw it and also mm-hmm. the politics that were going on at the time. Because it premiered in October of 2016.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And so going to the Paley Fest, doing the interviews, it was just so clear how passionate everyone was about this show. And, like, I interviewed Paris Barkley and I interviewed, like, Kylie and all of them. And they were just so, like, they were so passionate and they really felt like this show could make a change, like, in the world. Like, they really yeah. thought, like, and, like, there was talk that maybe the MLB would integrate. And, you know, and Paris talked about how, you know, it right now was a time where women, like, he wanted his daughters to feel like they could really do anything. And he goes, and, you know, we're going to have a woman president soon. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like the right time. Like this is women's time. And I remember, and I watched it and I watched This Is Us. And I did really like the This Is Us pilot, but I personally felt like this was a stronger pilot. I don't know mm. now how I would feel. Again, it was the moment. but I just felt so moved watching the pilot. And I remember I also saw it like on a big movie theater screen. Mm-hmm. So watching it on your computer will probably not have the same effect. But like I cried watching the pilot. Like I cried in the first like minute mm-hmm. of it. Because it did all feel so real and so tangible. And like it is based off of a real little girl, because during that time, like the year before or something, the Little League had that girl who was a pitcher and she got like really famous for pitching. Mm. But yeah, so at the time, like the politics of all that made it feel important to me. Mm-hmm. And then especially after, you know, November hit. Yeah. But things that I love about it now, I haven't watched it since then. I love Mark Paul Gosselaar. I feel like he'll hold up for sure.
Yes, I agree.
But yeah, and overall, I just feel like it's such a smart, again, who knows, things have fallen apart on us rewatching them. But I felt at the time that it was such a smart take on like how the actual struggles, like physical, realistic struggles of like why it's so hard to be a pitcher having like a woman's physical abilities versus a man's and the logistics of that. And also just her, the responsibility put on her having to be a hero, like the person that everyone is looking up to.
Mm-hmm. So all things to all people kind of.
Yes. Yeah. So trying to do her job and also realizing the impact of just her existence. So, but yeah, it might be awful. Who knows? We'll watch it. I'll rewatch it for the first time in 4 years.
Yeah, no, I mean, same. I haven't watched it since, but those are the things that really stuck out to me too, the first time around. And I also think one of the other things that kind of stuck out to me, and I think Natalie, you kind of alluded to it, was that the MLB was very much a part of this. Like, this isn't a show that makes up fake teams.
Yeah.
Which a lot of sports movies, a lot of sports shows do. They make up fake teams. And this one, not only did it use real teams like the Padres, like a lot of other teams in the league, like they used real teams, but it also, and I don't know how they did this or if they were just good predictors, but they also kind of used teams in a way that was very timely for that season. And so there are a couple things going on kind of later on in this season where they're talking about trades or just like standings. And yes, they have kind of that back knowledge because this is airing in October. They're kind of talking about things happening in like July-ish. But with the team that goes on to win the 2016 World Series, there are like a couple things, it's not spoilery, but a couple things like happen this season that tie really well into what is going on in baseball currently at the time of airing, as well as like what's going on in the time of the show. And so I really liked the way that it was really dialed into what was going on, whether that was by chance or if they legitimately like waited to put in a couple of things to the episode before airing it. I am excited to watch this show for that and for all of the, Ariana stated it much better than I could. And I do hope it holds up.
Well, I hope we're not all depressed at the end of it, because all of those things Ariana said as well are exactly like, is it a really bad omen that this show failed? Like, is it a sign of how useless progress is, you know, like, and so I'm a little bit concerned about that I'll be really disheartened by the fact that that people didn't find this valid. So I know it's just a TV show, but like with what she said about the interviews, it makes me really sad for them that it didn't go ahead, you know, like if they were trying to do this kind of revolutionary story.
It'll be interesting. And it will be something that we will be watching for the foreseeable future, and I'm excited about that. One note before we kind of start wrapping things up is we have checked, and there's nowhere on like Hulu, Amazon Prime, Netflix, or anything like that to watch this show, unfortunately. So we suggest if you can, if you're able, if it's open, turning to your library, whether that's through like reserving the physical season on discs and picking that up from the library. If
Does
your
it
library
exist
has
on DVD?
It should, yeah.
Yeah.
It should.
Oh, yeah.
If your library has online visual media resources, if you're able to stream it there. Otherwise, we're sure that it is on the internet in different places. If anyone finds a good one that they want to share with other people, feel free to join our group and do it there. But it will be worth tracking down, I think. If nothing else, then to listen to us talk about it. Because I enjoy our conversations, and I think listeners do too. And I'm excited to get back into them. I've missed you guys.
I will probably have to do something dodgy to get it, because I do not think it's available in Australia. So if anyone needs dodgy access, DM me on Twitter and I will try and share an online stream or something if I find something. I mean, this is presuming I can get it. Maybe I'll have to be Natalie retired from the podcast because she couldn't find Pitch. But if it's available on DVD, it should have been made accessible somewhere.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm going to have to go the dodgy route too, so we can divide and conquer.
Not ideal for us, but never mind.
But happens.
Yeah.
All right. Any last comments about Pitch, returning to Rewatchable, anything like that before we move into our wrap up?
Yes. I would like to finish the series of Pitch with a movie event rewatch of A League of Our Own. Cool. Would anyone be interested in that?
I will be a super fan for one.
And it can hopefully be in honor of Tom Hanks's majestic recovery as well.
Oh god, I hope this episode ages well.
Because that would have been one of the first sports movies that I ever watched that made me really love sports movies, and so that seems relevant.
Also, women in baseball, we should definitely do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would be down to do that.
Yeah. Okay, that was just my last comment.
Okay.
If we could watch the live-action Avatar The Last Airbender movie, we can watch A League of Our Own. I'm bending all the rules.
Okay.
We're making our own rules at this point, so it's fine. All right, then we will leave that there. We want to hear from you. We want to hear if you're excited about Pitch, what you're looking forward to, if you've seen it before, anything like that. We want to hear your comments. So please, please reach out to us. Listeners, we've missed you. You can email us at rewatchable.podcast@gmail.com. You can tweet at us at re_watchable. You can find us in our Facebook group. Again, that Facebook group is called Rewatchables Rewinders. Just search for it on Facebook. It should come right up. Currently it has Agent Carter, but we will change it. So look for Pitch stuff, if not Agent Carter. And if you are so inclined, if you have listened to us previously but haven't done so yet, if you could leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, that would be great. It would be really helpful to help other people find us. And kind of grow the community we have here. I think that if you rate us 5 stars on iTunes, then your incentive should be that Karen will record a singing telegram for you to make this whole coronavirus quarantine thing a little bit better for you. I don't know if anyone else has... Despite the
fact she's not here today, you know, she'll still...
She's used to us signing her up for stuff.
Oh, yeah. I have no problem volunteering her for anything.
I just want to also flag to anyone that wasn't in on Veronica Mars, or mm-hmm. possibly wasn't even in on Agent Carter, listener-wise, that one of the most accessible places, if not the most accessible places to actually listen to us, we are on many different platforms, is on Spotify now. So we are on Spotify. If you have the app, you know, if you don't want to download the physical episodes from iTunes, you could still go and leave us a review. But you don't have to have a specific podcasting app anymore. We are right in the Spotify now. So that's still exciting to me because I haven't been here in 6 months. And I'm sure that's one app that people are using a lot in this hard time.
That's awesome. I don't even know if I knew that. So okay. That's very
we
funny.
Are on Spotify. Yeah, I'm going to have to make, again, that might require a bit of a, right now it says Rewatchable Veronica Mars TV Watch Podcast, but once we upload the new titles, that will change to Rewatchable Pitch. I don't remember how to do any of that, so that should be interesting.
That's all right. We're all a little rusty right now, but we'll get back. We'll figure it out. All right. Well, that is everything that we have for you guys this week. We don't have any listener feedback because it's been a while since we've been around, but we are very happy to be back. We are very happy to hear from you and to watch Pitch with you. Until next time, I am Danielle.
I'm Natalie.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Mariana.
And I'm Brittany.
And we'll see you later. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.